Producer MYK is sick. Alex is at home sick, but at least producer MYK is here, so he can help me. But anywhere you're at, in your car, on your phone, at work, wherever, I would like you to warm up your vocals.
All right, I'm ready.
God, you sound so hot right now. Let's sing the dummy of the day.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A 25-year-old guy named Sanchez Ramos was working at a T-Mobile store in Florida last year, and he pled guilty to fraud for artificially inflating his sales commission numbers, and he got 18 months of probation, but T-Mobile let him actually keep his job. So, oh. I mean, like, it'd be nice if he could take that creativity and work ethic and actually use it to sell phones and do stuff instead of just trying to go with the elaborate scheme. But apparently that was strike one, and T-Mobile let him keep his job. But I don't know if they're going to let him do that after strike number two, because on Friday afternoon, a woman brought in her phone for service, and Sanchez found the woman's sex video on it. I mean, do you ever get worried about that? Like, if you had to take your phone in to get repaired or send it off somewhere?
Oh, yeah. If the phone shuts off, then you're screwed. They'll pretty much dig into your files. Like, if something's wrong with, like, the power cord or whatever, then you start deleting things really quick.
You're like, yeah, this thing's going. Goodbye. Well, he did that, and apparently she checked it out. So he took the video and he emailed it to himself.
Dirty Sanchez. Dirty, dirty man.
That's not cool at all. Shame on you. He ended up getting caught, though, because, well, she checked her phone, and somehow she saw that it was sent. Like, he never went in there and cleared out his sent folder.
Oh, no.
Like, in her phone, because he emailed it right from her phone.
Yeah.
And it's, what are the odds? Like, how often do you check your sent folder for something?
And it probably said something like, Sanchez@T-Mobile.com or something.
Like, no, Dirty, what are you doing? He was just arrested now for felony use of electronic device, so I don't think he'll be back there at T-Mobile anytime soon.
That's a felony?
Apparently, you can't take other people's sex tapes, but that just paranoids me. Like, even if, like, you're a guy or a girl, and it's not like a sex tape, but you might send, like, a sexy photo to somebody, like your significant other, a person you met on Bubble or Tinder, then that crap happens. Another dummy story today. A group of thieves tried to steal the ATM cash box out of an ATM in Washington on Tuesday morning. The ATM was inside of a wood building, so their plan was to cut through the wood, that makes sense, and then use a blowtorch to open the cash box, like to kind of get it to warm up. But their tools worked a little too well, and they accidentally set the money on fire before they could get to
it.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. Could you imagine, like, dang it! We're on camera and everything, we can't do anything. They ran away without any money, but now the cops are trying to track them down. And your final dummy of the day story today. A man in Seattle rear-ended a cop car at an airport last week. When the cops started talking to him, they could tell something was a little off with this guy. And when they searched him, they figured out why. The guy was high on Glade air freshener.
On air freshener?
On Glade air freshener. Not weed, not some kind of, you know, ecstasy or anything else. Just Glade air freshener. They found a can of the stuff in his pants pockets, and They saw it in his pants, and they say he had, quote, white discharge coming out of his eyes. is that like the foamy stuff? But he was like almost like foaming at the eyes, it sounds like, or
he
something.
He probably smelled really good.
He did. They asked him if he'd been huffing the Glade, and he said, quote, oh, yeah, a lot. But even after the confession, he refused to take a breathalyzer, which, like you said, probably would have smelled delightful. He hasn't been charged yet, but he could be looking at several different charges, from driving under the influence to abusing inhalants. I get, like, people are addicted and get high, but have you seen several people, like, go and get computer, like, dust cleaner and stuff, and they'll just...
Yeah, but it isn't that expensive. At least the Glade is, like, you can get it at Dollar Tree or something.
You think so?
I think so.
You don't know, do you?
Well, at least the cheap stuff.
I mean, the good stuff right there. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.